We've got some further cloudy and cool conditions across many parts of southern Australia, but by the time we move up into New South Wales, South Australia and southern Queensland, it's clear skies overnight and easing winds is going to produce a fairly widespread morning frost, not only on Saturday but also Sunday. We've got a series of very weak fronts moving through the south that'll trigger the cloud and showers. It's sort of quite unsettled up across the northern parts of the continent, and for Queensland that's where we're likely to see the showers through the tropical areas, potentially a little bit of patchy rain developing about Mount Isa later, but most areas through the south should be clear, dry and sunny after morning frost. For New South Wales, mostly clear, dry and sunny. Morning frost anywhere away from the very coastal fringe, so a very cold start to the day, but it should be mild through the afternoon. We've got mostly clear conditions north of the ranges in Victoria, some morning frost, just a little bit of shower or drizzle activity on and south of the ranges, but more likely near the coast. Still got some showers about the west and south of Tasmania. They'll push into the southeast and then spread through to central areas as we head into the day, and temperatures remaining relatively cold. We've got a few isolated showers about the southeast coast of South Australia, mostly dry elsewhere, and we could see some frost about the east of the state. Now, another very weak front set to clip the southwest late in the day, so a few showers around the southern coast and the southwest corner. Some thunderstorms developing about the southwest inland as well. Some patchy rain up around the far north, and also some isolated showers around the north of the territory,